This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll have the latest from the 2018 World Junior Hockey Championships going on in Buffalo. A look at the WHLers representing their countries at the event, and more on one of the best plays of the tournament so far. The Regina Pats continue to build their roster to host the 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup. It can be a tough job. Pats head coach and general manager John Paddock will join us to discuss the task at hand. And Kamloops Blazers head coach Don Hay continues to chase down WHL coaching history. He's now just a handful of wins away from being the all-time coaching wins leader in league history. 30 players from the WHL are currently representing their countries at the 2018 World Junior Hockey Championships in Buffalo. Now, excluding Canada, the Czech Republic leads the way with 5 WHL players tabbed, including a pair of East Division rivals in Vojtěk Budek with the Prince Albert Raiders and Libor Hájek of the Saskatoon Blades. Belarus checks in next with 4 players representing their country. The Portland Winterhawks lead all WHL clubs with 3 players at the event: Joachim Blickfeld, Henry Jokiharju, and Kiefer Bellows. Kamloops Blazers, Kootenay Ice, Prince Albert Raiders, Red Deer Rebels, Spokane Chiefs, and Swift Current Broncos each have a pair of players to national teams. The host American squad, represented by 2 WHL players, Kiefer Bellows of the Portland Winterhawks, Kyler Yamamoto of the Spokane Chiefs. Now, a pair of WHL players contributed to one of the top plays so far in the tournament. Team Canada teammates, goaltender Carter Hart and defenseman Cal Foote, with a goal line save against Finland to preserve a 4-2 group play victory. Foote sweeping off a rolling puck from the goal line as he dove behind his goaltender.
I just saw the puck squirting through and I hit his skate and I just tried to take a swipe at it, and luckily I got it, and it was close, but luckily got it.
Carter Hart was thankful of his teammate's play.
I had no idea where it actually was until I looked up on the scoreboard after the play happened, and it was so close. I can't believe that he got that, and that was incredible.
Canadian captain Dylan Dubé, also teammates with Foote with the Kelowna Rockets.
He's incredible at that. He does it all the time, and that was probably the best I've ever seen it. So you watch that video, he was out of the crease, and he made a diving save, and that helped us a lot, and that was probably the biggest play of the game.
Canada and the U.S. both advancing onto the quarterfinals following their outdoor game at New Era Field, home of the Buffalo Bills. The U.S., the defending gold medalists, while Canada comes off a silver medal in last year's event. We'll have a complete recap of the championship in next week's show.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Regina Pats continue to tweak their roster ahead of the WHL trade deadline set for January 10th. They recently added 19-year-old forward Jared Legion for the Victoria Royals, and more moves are set to come as they prepare to host the 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup in May. The Pats continue to try and find some traction in that tough East Division. I recently spoke with head coach and general manager John Paddock.
We're at a spot that's not surprising. I think we have some good players. I think we've had a little bit of trouble with some consistency. I think we have this cloud of the Memorial Cup, from what I've heard from other guys who experienced it, that causes a little bit of, I'm not quite sure what, anxiety, a little bit of maybe complacency in some guys, anxiety in others. So we're having to work and deal with those, types of issues at different times. But, we're going to, hopefully continue to play better and hopefully add, a piece or two to our lineup.
A few weeks ago, Brent Sutter was on our show, and he talked about just the challenges and the stress and the emotion and the highs and lows that go with trying to build a team for the Memorial Cup. It can be a task, I'm sure. So how are you handling it here as you field offers and give offers and try to put the best team forward here in May?
Yeah, it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of mind stuff going on in your head, and it's working with / talking to the players about it. You know that this, for many, many years, this is the format, and there's nothing wrong with the format. And I had Brent tell me, if I had Kelly McCrimmon tell me, if I had Dave Strus tell me, difficult or uneasy and so forth it is. And it's more than you could expect, so for me. And so it's probably more than the players could expect. And I think with that, I talked to them the other day, we are the only sport / the only event in the world and at any level of importance that this happens, if you think about it. So it'd be like the, you know, it'd be like the NFL saying, okay, New Orleans is hosting the Super Bowl, and, you know, whenever you're done, and you're going to wait for the American and National Conference to play off and come and play you. Like, it doesn't happen anywhere else. So it's very different.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Kamloops Blazers head coach Don Hay is continuing to chase down Western Hockey League history. He began the second half just 6 wins shy of the all-time coaching wins record of 742, held by Ken Hodge, the longtime coach of the Portland Winterhawks. Now in his 19th season coaching in the WHL, 2 years in Tri-City, 10 years in Vancouver, and now 2 stints with the Blazers, Hay continues to chase down that mark.
I've never been a guy that focuses on wins or losses. I always try to focus on how the team's playing, and hopefully that each game you play, you're competitive enough to have success in that game. So, you know, what it tells me is that I've been around the league a long time, number one. I've worked with really good teams and really good players to put myself and the organization and the team in that situation where, you know, we have a chance to get that coaching record one day. So hopefully it comes quicker than later. I think we kind of all stopped talking about it early in the year and just kept our fingers crossed that it might come around. But hopefully it'll come, and you know, hopefully it comes at home. If it doesn't, like I say, just take it one game at a time and not worry too much about it.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
A trio of NHL signings this week, with 3 players from the WHL inked to entry-level NHL deals to ring in the new year. Saskatoon Blades forward Cameron Hebig inked a 3-year entry-level contract with the Edmonton Oilers this week. 20-year-old forward is having a great season, 51 points in 34 games. He leads the Blades in scoring and presently sits 11th in the WHL scoring race. Hebig, originally drafted by the Blades in the third round, 56th overall, in the 2012 WHL Bantam Draft, he's played his entire career with the Blades. San Jose Sharks signed a pair of Western Hockey League forwards, agreeing to terms on entry-level deals with Joachim Blickfeld of the Portland Winterhawks and Jaden Halbgewax of the Moose Jaw Warriors. Now, Blickfeld was already a member of the Sharks organization after the 1998-born import forward was selected in the 7th round of the 2016 NHL Entry Draft. The 6'1", 188-pound product of Denmark has 30 points in 26 games with the Winterhawks this season. He was originally a second-round pick in the 2016 CHL Import Draft and is currently representing his country of Denmark at the 2018 World Junior Hockey Championships in Buffalo. The Sharks also announcing the signing of Jaden Halbgewax, who followed up a 101-point campaign last season with another strong performance to date. Through 36 games, Halbgewax, 61 points. He currently sits tied in the league lead in goals with 35 and sits tied for 4th in the scoring race. Halbgewax, a former draft pick of the Kamloops Blazers, has played his entire career with the Warriors, tallying 212 points in 240 games. Congratulations to all 3 players. And that's the show this week. I want to say thanks to our guests as we get closer to the WHL trade deadline. We'll have more on that in next week's show, as well as a recap of the World Junior Hockey Championships. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Warrior Hockey.